The senator chose to talk politics before moving on to policy. He wanted to reassure the chamber that things are better in Washington now that Republicans have 54 seats in the Senate.
The Senate is working again. The Senate is getting back to work. And this is something that's actually quite important. Over the last several years, under the previous leadership of the previous Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, we were not, and this is, I can tell you, at least now, the view of Democrats and Republicans, we were not doing much work.
To illustrate, Senator Sullivan said that there had been 42 roll call amendment votes in the Senate since January, as opposed to 14 in all of last year when Democrats held a slim majority. Senator Sullivan's participation in the majority has landed him some choice committee assignments, including armed services under the chairmanship of Senator John McCain. His seat on this influential committee gave Senator Sullivan the opportunity of questioning Dr. Ashton Carter, President Obama's nominee for Secretary of Defense. Senator Sullivan told a short anecdote about the confirmation hearing.
I said, Dr. Carter, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about geography and history. I said, in a 1935 congressional hearing, General Billy Mitchell, who is considered by many to be the father of the U.S. Air Force, was testifying in front of Congress, and he said, blank place, this place, is the most strategic place in the world. Whoever owns this place will have dominance over different parts of the world, whether it's Asia, Europe, North America. And then I looked at him and I said, Dr. Carter, do you know what place General Billy Mitchell was talking about? And he looked at me, thinking. There were some chuckles going on through the tons of media and 400 people at this packed hearing, and he said, Senator Sullivan, I believe he was talking about the state of Alaska. I said, you are correct. You're more likely to get my vote now that you answered that correctly.
Senator Sullivan voted in favor of confirmation both in committee and on the floor. Senator Sullivan has no committee assignment that directly involves him in foreign policy, but he says the changing world situation comes up often in hearings. He believes domestic energy policies, for instance, have improved the country's position on the world stage.
We are now, once again, on the verge of being the world's energy superpower. Incredibly. 10 years ago, nobody would have thought this. Where we are once again the world's largest producer of natural gas. Once again, on the verge of being the world's largest producer of oil. Becoming the world's largest producer of renewables, as you guys know in Southeast, where a lot of that takes place in Alaska. There's agreement that this is a great new instrument of American power that we can use strategically to help keep us safe.
Following the luncheon, Senator Sullivan met for a face-to-face interview with Sitka Media, where he was pressed on his support of the Keystone Pipeline. If passed, the pipeline would link oil fields in Canada to U.S. refineries in Texas. Increased production from Canada has contributed to depressed prices in the petroleum commodities market and undermined state revenues in Alaska. Senator Sullivan says it's part of a larger energy picture.
Well, look, I mean, every bill that you vote on in the United States Senate is not going to have a direct impact on Alaska constituents. What we're trying to do is build a coalition of senators. We had 64 senators vote for Keystone. Build a coalition of senators who are pro-responsible resource development. And in that regard, this debate on Keystone has actually been critical. We're going to try and educate a lot of the members of the Senate to recognize that Alaska plays a critical role for energy security for the country. And we've started that debate.
During the luncheon, Senator Sullivan told the chamber he met with Alaska's senior senator, Lisa Murkowski, to work out their committee assignments. Murkowski's in her second term and chairs the Energy and Natural Resources Committee and sits on the powerful Appropriations Committee. But how far their collaboration goes remains to be seen. Americans for Prosperity, the political advocacy organization funded by billionaires David and Charles Koch, recently opened an office in Alaska, fueling expectations that Senator Murkowski may face a conservative challenge in the 2016 primary election. Senator Murkowski openly supported Sullivan in his race to defeat incumbent Democrat Mark Begich last fall. Asked by reporters about his plans to reciprocate, Senator Sullivan, at the moment, was unwilling to state a position.
I'm just getting started in the Senate right now and looking forward, kind of moving on beyond the election. So haven't even thought about, the 2016 election.
While in Sitka, Senator Sullivan also gave the keynote address at the Republican Women's Dinner. Congress is on a week-long break. They return to work on February 24th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.